GenX.
Text 42424 and enter much. Again, text 42424 and enter M-U-C-H.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You've brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice of the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well. And not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time. And while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hi, everybody. I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Florissant's a great place for summer fun. Our Florissant Saturday night concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake begin July 15th with Rockin' Chair Band Rockin', followed by SSJ Rock and Roll Show July 22nd, Butch Wax in the Hollywoods with Theo Peoples and the Four Tops on July 29th. Smash himself leads Smash Band on August 5th, Billy Peake performs August 12th, Fanfare with Kitty Moeller rocks August 19th, and Boeing Employees Concert Band closes the series August 26th. July 26th, Florissant and Old Town Partners host Wednesday Night Out with an ice cream social and family movie night at the Nice Grounds. And another Florissant Wednesday Night Out will be August 30th, a tropical beach party on St. Francis Street from Stems Florist to Husband Insurance Agency. And Florissant Friday Food Truck Nights to help Team Food Pantry will be August 18th at the Nice Grounds. You can visit FlorissantMo.com for more details on summer fun in Florissant.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me, when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with a caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailers.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care. For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
On this side of the law,
oh yeah,
on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law.
Hello, I'm not Johnny Cash.
Really mean you,
but you know who I am, and you know who the guy in the room with us is. His name is Scott Sherman, and he's here to help you. He's helped a lot of people. You should. It's private. I wish I could share some of my emails with you of the people from the people that he's helped, and he's here to help you. If you have a legal issue or you want. If it's something that should be, there should be some litigation involved to put an end to it. He's a great guy to steer you in the right direction, and it doesn't cost you anything. So what we're going to do is this. I'm going to give you the numbers. If you're smart, you'll call right away. And then I'll do one bit of business for MD Health and Wellness, and that'll allow Dan to put some names on the screen. And I see the lights are already flashing, and that's the smart people who made a note of this number sometime in the past. From most cell phones, just hit star KTRS. That is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then as a last resort, 888-550-KTRS. While you call and Dan put your name on the screen, I will do everything I can to encourage all of you who are heavy. And I don't mean I just can't get rid of this 3 pounds. And my family's having a reunion in August down in Destin, Florida. And I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about fat. I'm talking about 25, 30, 50, 60, 70. The listener who's lost the most is 120 pounds and cannot say enough nice things about MD Health and Wellness. And what they do, they're not miracle workers, and they're not going to, if what you're looking for is that magic pill or that quick fix here, do this and in a week you'll be down 40 pounds. There's no such thing. What they will do is make sure that in a safe way, you lose so much weight in about a month that you'll be so happy you don't dare go back to the old ways. Now, sometimes people do, but they make it tough to go back because once you experience taking in three belt notches, in my case, four belt notches, new belts. I brought out old belts I hadn't worn forever because they were 36 and 38 inch. I couldn't wear them. I couldn't use them, but I threw away the 40, 42, 44 waist pants, gave them to Goodwill, didn't throw them away. And it was a great feeling. It was a great feeling. Yeah, it costs, you know, would you cost anything? Yes, anything that's worth doing or having usually costs a little money. It's all about priorities. The name is MD Health and Wellness. I really like these. I've known one of these doctors for 40 years. That's the only reason I gave him the time of day when he called me, because any other weight loss entity that calls me, I pretty much shut them down and say, I'm just not comfortable, because so many of the weight loss products are scams. They lie to you. They make false promises. They give you all your money back, yet try to get your money back. You can't find them. You know what I'm talking about. But when I got the call from Dr. Gilbertson, and I knew who he was, and then I learned about his partner, Dr. Andrioff, who's an MD, and then I went in, and I watched him work with customers, and I learned as much as I could about what they do, and I thought, if I'm going to sell it, I'm going to do it, and I did. 25 pounds the first month, and then 35 pounds. It was a terrific thing that I'm so glad I did, and you will be too, but you got to get it started. I'll do it tomorrow. Now, in this case, you actually can do it tomorrow because it's, you know, 4:20, but don't keep putting this off. How many times in your life have you said, oh, man, I was thinking about that. I remember thinking about that 3 weeks ago. If only I had done it 3 weeks ago, ooh, by now I'd be down 20 pounds. We all do that. Start it today. Just start it today, tomorrow, but start it right away. It starts with a phone call to MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. Their website is mdhealthwellness.com. There's no and. It's just mdhealthwellness.com. If you can't remember that, remember frankopinion.com. Go to sponsors. There's a link to take you right to their site. Please read about them. Please go down and talk to them. And please tell them you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. We are ready to help some people. At least Scott Sherman is. Let's start with Carol. Carol, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Thank you, Carol,
for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I talked to you about 5-6 months ago. I had called in. I was in an automobile accident. I was at a red light, and a person came in back of me and plowed into the person that was in back of me and then knocked that person into me. And I first had headaches and my head hurt and my neck, and I went to the chiropractor and got that straightened out. And I also had ringing in my ears. So the ringing in my ears has never stopped. And I've been, like I said, to the chiropractor. I went to physical therapy, went to ear, nose, and throat doctor, had a hearing test, had acupuncture. Nothing has helped.
I just did that to mess with you.
No, thanks a lot.
It was cruel. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's getting worse.
It's worse. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to lighten a serious situation here. But go ahead.
But anyways, the insurance company, you know, has been calling me on and off, and they had sent me a form to list all of my doctors on it. And you at the time had told me not to fill out the form and not to communicate with them.
Those are all great pieces of legal advice.
Which I haven't.
Good.
But now it's been over a year.
Okay.
And the ringing in my ears has never stopped, and I really don't know what else to do.
Do you have health insurance?
Over the counter medications, everything.
Carol, do you have health insurance?
I do.
What about an audiologist? Talk to your ear, nose, and throat person about a specified expert in the field of hearing and whether the hearing loss A is something that's correctable. A lot of hearing loss or tinnitus is not. Some of it is. And then the question after you figure out what it is and what can be done for it, maybe mention, hey, this didn't happen until I got rear-ended in a car wreck about a year ago.
Oh, yeah, it didn't.
And get that checked out.
I did go to an audiologist, and they gave me that hearing test, which they said that I've had damage to the high pitch.
And anything that they can give you advice about how that might be corrected?
They told me they couldn't do anything.
Try a second opinion, but legally. This happened in Missouri or Illinois?
Missouri.
You have 5-year statute of limitations. There's no hurry. The reason that the insurance company wants to hurry is so they can pay you off as cheaply as possible. Don't let them do it. Okay. Don't let them intimidate you. Don't let them make you feel bad. Don't make you feel like you're losing something. Most important thing for you is your health. If you decide not to pursue an injury case, fine. But you have one. It's the fault of somebody. It's not yours. And the question of what damage was caused to you is really important. In the law, we like to talk about what are your medical bills. There's a law that's going into effect at the end of August that's going to affect people about the amount of their bills versus the amount they're paid, something for another time. But future medical is something that a lot of people and a lot of lawyers that aren't very good at this don't take into consideration. What's your future hold? So if you want to go get a second opinion or try another expert, that's okay.
Okay.
But if not, A, you got to do what's called causal connection, meaning the link between that crash and your hearing loss, and B, something called permanency. What's going to happen in the future? Are you just done? Do you just have ringing in your ears? You're going to have surgery? You have to have a hearing aid? So the future medical, what the treatment is for you in the future is important, but also what is the permanent damage to that part of your body, and was it all caused by the crash? If it wasn't there before, it's a pretty good chance that it was, but you got to tell your doctors that, and your medical history, telling your treating people is really important. So if you're ready to talk to somebody, you know, look around or send me an email or whatever, but for right now, the hearing loss is a big deal.
Okay.
And it's a big injury.
Yeah, and they're not going to pay much attention to you, but they will to an attorney. And it sounds to me like this I hate to say this, it could be worse than you think. It might just not be tinnitus. You could have 11-itis or 12-itis, which is even worse.
Thanks, yes. Frank. Yeah. Just make it worse.
Well, you're welcome. I just hope you're able to hear what I just said. I think you were. But that high-pitched thing is irritating. I have, for my whole adult life, not been able to hear any high frequencies. A watch alarm that goes off or any shrill. I cannot hear it. And other people
really?
Go, what is that? I never hear what they're talking about. So it's irritating. But not as irritating as what Peon just went through recently. He had that constant ringing. And what was it you did? You finally realized if you cut out caffeine.
Yeah, no, I think I have Meniere's, which, you know, one of the symptoms of that is tinnitus and hearing loss. So it was both of them, where it was the ring and just probably a half, 50% hearing loss in both.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's irritating, so don't put up with it anymore. And you have Scott's email address?
Yes, I do.
Could you tell us what it is? What is it?
I don't have to communicate with the insurance company at all?
No,
not at all.
Absolutely
in fact,
not.
Not only that, but even if you just want them off your back, you can retain a lawyer. And then they stop. They have to stop communicating with you. Then a year later, you can tell the lawyer, okay, you're fired. I was tired of hearing from them, so you're excused.
No, yeah, you'll get much more done more quickly when they don't hear from you and they hear from somebody that scares them a little.
And here's something, this is just observational, but I had a client, we settled her case 2 weeks ago. The original offer to her was $500. We settled the thing for $65,000.
Big difference. Big difference.
And the thing happened in January of 2017. So they're not exactly looking to give you what it's worth. They're looking to get a file off their desk.
I care. We got a bunch of people. What is his email address? Tell us.
Well, I don't have it right here. I've got it in my other room.
Okay.
As long as
you have it. All right. Listen, good luck and thank you.
Thank you so much.
For listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I like her. She has a very nice voice. Some people have a pleasant voice. Now, that could be by design, to fool you. She could be a serial killer. We don't know. But she had a really nice voice, and I don't think she is. This is Rosie. Hopefully, it's not Rosie O'Donnell, because if it is, I'm not talking to you, you
no,
pig.
It's not Rosie O'Donnell.
Hallelujah. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman at Law Offices of Scott Sherman. gmail.com?
Well, at gmail.com.
At close gmail.
Law office singular, though.
Hell yeah, law office singular, not plural. So you
thank
actually
you
blew it.
Yes,
yeah.
And I am AM and PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
What do you have for Scott?
Okay, Scott, I own a house. I own two houses, the house I live in and another house in front of me. And I have a lease on the house. And it's an unfortunate situation because it's relatives that live in the house, okay? And at one time they were supposed to purchase the house, but there was some problems that went on, and the house was never purchased by them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a lease agreement. And in the lease agreement, they said that since they were already purchasing, before we had the lease agreement, they were already paying the taxes and they were already paying the insurance on the house because they were supposed to purchase the house. After we got the lease agreement, I said, I want to buy the insurance and I want to pay the taxes and then they can reimburse me. Well, they said they could not pay any rent, but as rent, and this is what we have in the lease agreement, as rent, they reimburse me the taxes and the insurance money. And the lease agreement just kind of rolls over each year unless one of the party terminates it. There's not a back door way that they could kind of claim the property, is there?
My answer to that, not as an attorney, is no, there's not. Scott?
No. You have a written agreement. That written agreement says they're leasing it year to year, and their compensation to you is the amount of taxes and insurance that you have to outlay as a reimbursement.
Yeah, nowhere in there does it say, does it, that they become the owners?
Not a lease purchase. They've already sort of violated any condition of that if you had that at some point because they didn't buy it, right?
Right. And the houses were in my trust, and my husband had a trust, and when he died, they understood when we were building our house that because they helped with our house, that he said that he would give them the house and forgive the debt because we paid for all the rehab on the house and everything.
Rosie, we're going to learn a term. Everybody's been talking about definitions of terms. I'm going to teach you one.
Yes.
Statute of frauds. Contracts for the sale of goods over $500 or real estate, in this case we're talking about real estate, have to be in writing.
Yep.
I don't care who said what. I care about that document and what that document says.
Well, and that's exactly right, because they thought the houses that my husband had control over, the trust, I guess they didn't realize that I had the trust. And all our houses, wherever we lived, they've always been in my trust. And so, you know, I was just kind of wondering if there was a backdoor way there, so.
No, you've got a written agreement signed by them. You're being actually kind because they violated it. Have they paid the taxes and insurance, or have they stiffed you?
Well, no, they did pay the taxes and insurance, and the reason why I never, ever said anything, so to speak, about the house is because it's relatives, and it's on my husband's side, and I just let him deal with it, and I just knew that he would not do something like that because he would tell me. You know, he would let me know. And yep. Not only that, he would do it right away. There's no reason why, if he was going to do something like that he would wait until he should die or
he
something
sounds
like that.
He sounds like a wonderful guy. Let's talk about this thing. When was the last time it, quote, rolled over? Because the agreement sounds like it was signed once a couple years ago.
We made it in September of 2013.
2013. And every September of 2013, it continues to roll over into this new thing?
Yes, unless one of us terminates it.
Do you like the deal?
Hey, they're good people.
Do you like the deal?
Yes, it's okay.
Then in September of 2017, it'll roll over again.
Yes.
You're being very generous. You and your trust are being very generous about this because most people have to pay way more money in rent than taxes and insurance on the house that you've got. Yeah,
they're getting a great deal.
They're getting an amazing deal.
That's good. I mean...
But that thing... Is titled in the trust's name?
My trust, yes.
And you're the trustee?
Yes.
They don't have anything to say. And if they do say it, it doesn't mean anything. You know, if they said it, pretend you're Carol and you've got high-pitched buzzing in your ear. Whatever it is these people say are like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, they've got three lawyers in their family.
Oh, my goodness.
And you could very well know them, and they're very smart. And I'm thinking, oh, gee, there's nobody smarter than Scott Sherman.
Look at this.
Whoa.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't tell McGraw.
What is the name of the man who's the head of this household of the people renting? What's his first name?
Oh, I can't say
it. No, his first name.
No, I can't say it.
Okay.
Because they may very well listen, you know.
Okay, is it Jack?
No,
is it?
One of the writers of the Bible.
Okay, but
is it Jack?
Well,
no.
Is it,
God didn't write
is
the
his
Bible.
Name,
Jack,
is his name Jack?
No.
Okay, then my idea is out the window. I was going to say hit the road, Jack.
Jack. What if it is Jack?
No.
All right, well, you're fine. If you want someone who's a landlord-tenant lawyer to take a look at it to see if there's any possibility of a collateral attack on that thing, give me an email. We'll have somebody look that baby over.
Oh, I sure will. Law offices of Scott Sherman.
No. Law office singular. Of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Scott, you should have a lot of law offices. I mean, I listen to you all the time.
Oh, you're awesome. I also have a website, so
it's easier to listen to her.
Rosie, do they take care of anything that goes wrong? Like, say,
yes, that was all written in the lease agreement. They have to take care of the property like they owned it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And right. So, when you come down to it, their house is much neater than mine.
Well, you know what
I mean? The trust house.
Yeah.
Of all the calls we've had, you seem to have one of the least of, in terms of problems. This is not, you don't have the weight of the world on you. And take Scott's advice, you'll be fine.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, Rosie. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Can you name your kid God?
Yeah.
Because you said, she said it's in the Bible, and somebody said, well, his name God. Aren't you surprised as many nuts as there are in the world that somebody hasn't named their kid God Sherman or something?
Oh, I think there's probably a God or two out there.
You think?
They do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Or change your name to adult
is.
Even.
Yeah. I've got a story for later if we have time. The guy, wrong guy, had his name legally changed to Adolf Hitler.
I was just going to say, he named himself
Adolf Hitler.
Well, that Hitler, he ruined Adolf, didn't he? There were a lot of Adolfs before the 30s. Now there's no more Adolfs.
All right, before we break, let's bring Kim in here. Kim, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi,
and
Kim.
I am AM in the PM.
Yeah. And you also have a wonderful voice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. What can Scott do for you?
Well, I have a HIPAA question.
Ah.
I had a hospitalist went into my husband's room, and there were a couple of relatives in there who I'm somewhat estranged from, and one of my best friends. And he came into the room with my husband, and he said, have you been told his diagnosis? And they're like, no. And so he proceeds to tell them a diagnosis of multiple myeloma. And in fact, my husband, it was never officially stated that that's what he had.
And this is a doctor?
A hospitalist, yes.
Well, when you say hospitalist, what does that mean?
He's a doctor, but he's like the hospital doctor.
But he is an MD.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
No. Go ahead, but I've never heard of this. This is...
Yeah. He goes in, and he not only tells them the diagnosis, but then he just starts describing what it was. Mm. And then he acted like they were stupid. He said, well, do you see this up here? It says MM. You know, don't you know? And I didn't know.
Yeah, that's very unusual.
This is definitely
unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Now, for people that HIPAA, they may have heard this Health Insurance Patient Portability Act. It's the Privacy Act that the federal government passed so that just regular folks who don't get a waiver or aren't privy to that information, like hospital staff, don't find out personal private things about your medical condition. This is the most private thing. The folks in the room did not have a HIPAA waiver from your husband.
No.
Nobody had an authorization sign. And to get in there and start blabbing around before you check out whether it's okay with the patient that the folks in the room get the information is a violation of HIPAA. Here's the problem with HIPAA. It has almost no teeth. It's like a 90-year-old man trying to eat an apple. There are statutory penalties about it, but they're like $1,000, and no lawyer ends up taking the HIPAA cases unless they really get bad. And when they really get bad, it's usually some celebrity that's in the hospital, and the hospital staff sells the information to like TMZ. So what I would do is I would definitely contact the administration of this medical facility and make a complaint. That's number one. Number two, if they don't give you the right satisfaction, and I don't know what that is, because I don't know what to say about unauthorized people finding out personal information that this serious, then you could file a complaint with the Board of Healing Arts, which is the licensing place, and every state has one. I don't know if this happened in Missouri, Illinois. I'm not going to ask you. But each state has its own Board of Healing Arts, and it's an ethics violation, and it's a privacy violation. So I don't know that it's lawyer time, but it's definitely time to talk to the administrator of that medical facility and the Board of Healing Arts. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200, and don't talk to that person again.
Has anybody taken this doctor aside and said, what do you think you're doing?
No, and my husband actually passed away like 10 days later.
Yeah, this is not good.
This is just a couple of weeks ago. A couple of months ago, I'm sorry.
It's a violation of HIPAA. You're right.
Yep.
I was appalled. Friend called me. I was actually on my way up to the hospital, and my friend called me and said, you will never believe what just happened.
Now, there is one thing I just thought of, and I'm not trying to be litigious here, but being a lawyer, why not? There's something called intentional infliction of emotional distress and negligent infliction of emotional distress, where some extreme and outrageous conduct by some person causes an extreme emotional hardship or damage to the person. How upset were you about what he did?
Oh, I'm shaken. I'm so upset.
Might be a thing. Here's what I'd do. I'd be on the phone with the head of the hospital. I would give them chapter and verse about what happened. And I would be on the horn with the Board of Healing Arts, and I'd make a complaint.
And I don't think, when you mention HIPAA, I don't think that they really like that. They don't, that kind of scares them a little bit. I talked to my insurance company and mentioned HIPAA, and they were, all of a sudden, I'm sent to a supervisor.
Yeah, it gets their attention.
It's the most private thing you have that isn't economic, which is your medical information. And there's a reason they passed that law, because it's nobody's unauthorized business about what's going on unless you say so. So you're absolutely right about your feelings about this. Do those two things and see what action happens. And, you know, my email's available. You could look into it. But I just think that getting to someone that can really get to this person and change their behavior or make them sorry they did it is the employer and the Board of Healing Arts.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott.
Sorry about your husband.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Kim.
Bye-bye.
I have barely enough time to tell this story. When I worked at another radio station, Dan was with me. It was a country station. There was a girl who worked there in sales, and she was so upset one day at work, and she's crying in her office. And I just went in and I said, is there anything I can do? What's wrong? a local funeral home had called her and had mistaken her, thinking she was, they thought she was somebody else, she had the same name, and she answered the phone, they identified themselves as playing funeral home and said, we just want you to know, we have your dad's body here. It was not her dad's body. It was somebody else's body, and she lost her mind and went crazy, and just, I mean, and then in a matter of, I guess, minutes or within an hour or so, they called back and said, oh, you know what, we're sorry. We saw next of kin, and there was somebody with the same name as you, and they went to the phone book, which is what you did back then, and called her and said, we have your dad's body. And then she went crazy. So I went on the air, and I played the recording they left. They left it on a recording device.
Oh.
A message. Tammy, we have your dad's body. This is the blank, blank funeral home. And man, did they hate me. That funeral home went insane. They tried to get me thrown off. And I probably shouldn't have done it. But if you'd seen how upset she was, I mean, she was real close to her dad, and her dad had been sick, and I don't know. It's just sometimes, I know mistakes happen, and I probably shouldn't have done what I did, but...
I guess it's so hard, though, to tie damages to that. How do you...
Well, it would be hard. Well, it would be hard, but the fact is, you never call people to say, oh, by the way, your dad's dead, unless you absolutely know you have the right person.
And leave a message.
Yeah, leave it on a recording
when
device.
It's done intentionally, you know, there are people that are just horrible people.
And stupid.
And,
right.
And that wasn't intentional.
No. The damages are presumed if you have any emotional reaction to that.
Right.
This guy did something that violates a statute, and he should get nailed for it, because that's just one room on one shift on one day.
And they must
He's
make it
wandering around this hospital, ruining people's lives.
And they must make it very clear to every medical professional, you are not to give. Because how many times have you, and I've done this with my own wife, okay, I'll call to say that she'd asked me to call to just ask about, I'm sorry, we cannot talk to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I give everything they need in the way of verification, no. Unless I sign something and she signs something saying they will not tell you.
Go in the break room on every floor in every hospital in the United States. They've got the federal laws about the employment, and they've got the HIPAA rules.
Yeah.
And if you have stepped one foot and you're an employee of a hospital, you know them. And if you're a doctor, this guy's an MD.
Yeah.
You should be, the licensing agency
Pack your
should
bags.
Be hearing.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We will get another couple of people in here. We have a couple of lines open. Here are the numbers. You need some advice. You need some help. Do this. If you're on a cell phone, most cell phones can get through here with star KTRS. Just star 5877. Do it now while it's in your head. Star 5877. If that doesn't work, you have another kind of phone, 314-969. KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. I don't know right now how many people listening are seriously considering remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom. This may not be something you're going to do for a year or 6 months or after the upcoming holidays, which are a long way away. Or maybe right now you've been going around, you go to the big box stores, you look at some vanities, you look at for your bathroom, or you look at some kitchen appliances. I'm talking to all of you, because I don't care if it's now or down the road. This is one of those things that if you're not careful, you can really get screwed over. You can end up without a kitchen, without a functioning kitchen for, and I use this amount of time because this actually happened to some people we knew years ago, 6 months without a kitchen. Now, when Thompson Price did our kitchen 20 years ago, we were without a functioning kitchen for 3 weeks, exactly the amount of time they told us it would be. I don't remember a lot of things, but I do remember watching my wife on her knees in the bathroom, washing the dishes in the bathtub. And
are you okay?
Yeah. And there was nothing I could do about it.
You didn't help dry?
I'm a man, Dan. I don't try dishes.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right.
And I
she's probably
her,
distraught, too, not being able to cook every night.
Well, thank you, Peon. She said, you know what I'm thinking about whipping up for dinner? I've got this. And then she went,
macaroni
oh, wait a minute.
Cheese.
No, she says, I can't. I just remembered. I'm so sorry. And you realize that for 3 weeks I didn't have a home cooked meal?
Oh, man.
When that kitchen was. Yeah. 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks. I had to eat stuff from other places.
Wow.
So you do not want to be without a kitchen for 6 months or 4 months. You think I'm kidding?
You don't have to do that anymore.
You think I'm kidding? There are people, and all day long you can find people who said, well, they told us it'd be 2 or 3 weeks, and it was 4 months before our kitchen was a fully functioning kitchen. Let's avoid all that and get somebody who knows what they're doing. And if you want to talk to somebody else, fine, you probably should. I don't blame you. But make sure the word, the name, price, is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Because when they say, here's the timeline, here's the budget, here's what it's going to look like, let me tell you something, that's exactly what it's going to be. With the exception, of course, of something unforeseen like, ooh, you forgot to tell them there's a support beam over here that they're not going to be able to cut through. Except for something like that, they know how to call it, and they know how to make it end up the way it should end up, the perfect kitchen or bathroom for you and your family. Showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Please, please talk to them before you make a decision, and please tell them your AM and the PM. ThompsonPrice.com.
All right, we've had some rain pass through the area. Let's check traffic right now, see if it's getting affected by that. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, it's interesting. There's pockets of rain, and it's pretty funny because we were watching eastbound Highway 40. It's not raining at Clarkson or Timberlake Manor, but it was pouring at 141. So coming in on eastbound 40 now, it's jamming up as from Chesterfield Parkway West through about Timberlake Manor, and then things open up after 141. You have an accident that is on southbound 55 just south of Highway Z, and that's on the left shoulder, but that's causing a backup that goes south of Highway M. You've got another accident on Bryan Road at Mexico Road. Looks like northbound traffic really being affected by that one. And as we said, the rain is slowing things down. Westbound Highway 44, you've got slow pockets from Kings Highway through Laclede Station. Eastbound Highway 40 is jamming up now from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, the rain moved through that area, but your stop and go McDonald through Washington Elizabeth. Northbound 170, really, really sluggish from Del Mar all the way up through Highway 270. And the same thing goes eastbound Highway 70 from 270 to 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, fellow St. Louisans, do you want to put chunks of money in your bank account by flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, I have a must-attend free educational event for you. I'm looking for a handful of folks that want to learn real estate investing right here in St. Louis. You're going to learn flipping, rentals, and wholesaling properties for profits. Hi, my name is Nick Bauer, host of the Freedom Investing Lifestyle, heard right here on the Big 550. And I'm looking for a small group of people that want to learn my secrets for consistently making big profits, flipping, and wholesaling properties in the greater St. Louis area without using any of my own money. St. Louis is a great market, and investors are coming from all over the country to invest here in St. Louis, and I want to teach you how to identify these deals that they're looking for and profit yourself in a free 90-minute educational workshop. We're holding just a few of these workshops, and spaces are limited, so please go to discoverrealestateinvesting.com and save your seat now. That's discoverrealestateinvesting.com. Don't miss out. Save your seat right now at discoverrealestateinvesting.com.
If you want more fun out of your home this year, the best place to start, Outdoor Living Incorporated at I-44 and Big Bend. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Outdoor Living has been my place where I've turned to for my outdoor decking for years. And everyone in St. Louis has been turning to Outdoor Living since 1991. They've been transforming outdoor entertainment areas. Their showroom has 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. They also operate their own lumber yard, and they'll supply all of the decking materials for your project. Outdoor Living Inc. stocks TimberTech decking. That's that composite capped with the polymer shell. It's low maintenance, scratch resistance, and comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. Outdoor Living or Outdoor Living Inc. located on South Holmes near I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Credit card debt is like quicksand.
Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blohm with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
All Shook Up, featuring Elvis Presley's chart-topping hit, live at the Muni now through the 19th. Sponsored by U.S. Bank. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Have you seen Bishop's Post new menu items?
No.
Well, I have it right here.
Let me see. Ooh, they have appetizers like oysters and shrimp cocktail, more new salads like the tenderloin salad, new entrees like lobster mac and cheese.
It's all good at Bishop's Post on Chesterfield Parkway West. Online at bishopspost.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors, perfectly beautiful.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you for waiting, being patient. Scott Sherman is with us. Jump right back in here and go to Mike. Mike, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman and Frank and the gang. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. What do you have?
All right, I know we don't have much time. So I bought a house last fall in St. Charles, a little three-bedroom ranch. And when all the rain came in the end of April that caused the flooding in Eureka, et cetera, happened to go down the basement to a huge flooded basement.
Oh, man.
And,
been there.
Wasn't disclosed in the sale. It's a 45-year-old home. And so I went I didn't know anything about this situation, so sought advice through my friends on social media. Actually was told to leave work Monday, May 1st, and don't hang around. Go get a dehumidifier, the biggest one you can get, and fight the flood. So the water's not backed up. It's a hydrostatic situation. So the house has a moisture issue, and even now that the ground is dry, I still go down every couple of days, and this thing has a 9-gallon bucket, and it's full. I have to empty it every couple of days, even though the flooding's over with. So I called more referrals through social media. I called a foundation expert, and of course he was all backed up. But by the time he got to me a few weeks back, other friends have said, you know, they've looked at the paperwork and said, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but it looks like they didn't disclose this. You should go after him because I want to stay in the house. So yeah. I've got the basement demoed, and as we demoed, and when the foundation guy first showed up to give me an estimate, his estimate is to run kind of a piping system around the house and install a sump pump. And but he said he wouldn't guarantee his work because he wanted me to demo the existing finished part of the basement, which I've done. And as we started to have him give me the estimate, I told him about, my friends are saying that they think I should sue this guy just for the, I just want the house repaired. I want to live there.
If there was a material non-disclosure in your sales contract, they knew or had reason to know this thing had a flooding problem, maybe it had some kind of a foundation problem, whatever it was, they didn't tell you, then you need to talk to a real estate lawyer about whether or not, yeah, that was a material non-disclosure. Had they disclosed it, you either would have bought it for less or you wouldn't have bought it, and the damages, whatever they are to repair this thing, are on the hook for that seller. So whatever it is that this foundation company or somebody else says it needs to be fixed, your key element here is, was there a material non-disclosure of that sales contract? If you don't have a real estate lawyer, look for a real estate lawyer or give me an email, and I'll find you one in particular, a really good one in St.
Charles
County.
And Mike, he's really good at this, and we're out of time, and I'm so sorry about that. Do you have his address? Do you have Scott's address?
I have it.
Give it to us.
Law Office of Scott Sherman.
No, I wanted him to do it. See, he said he had. Go ahead, you do it, Mike.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Good luck, Mike.
All right, I'll email you, Scott. Thank you.
Please follow up with us. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. Give it up, everybody, for Scott Sherman.
Thank you, guys. Scott, thank you.
Thank you so much. Do we have time for traffic? Let's do it quickly. Dan, take it away.
All right, we're going to do a quick traffic check with Tim Weiland. Tim?
You've got a new accident now on eastbound Highway 4064 before Timberlake Manor. That's blocking the left lane. And another one on westbound Highway 40. It's on the right shoulder now at Spady. Pro customers, right now at Lowe's, you can save on the supplies you need most from the brands you trust to help you get the job done on time and on budget. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
By Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club, for the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs.